Welcome back to Two Chicks.
One thing.
I'm Shaniqua.
And I'm Nina.
What's up?
In today's podcast, we are trying out wine spritzers.
Yummy, refreshing summer drink.
And you can find these basically everywhere around this time of the year. And they're also very simple to make as well, because I actually made one for us in studio. And I will give you that recipe later on before we sign off. So we have four packs of wine spritzers. Two of them we actually got from Johnny Gannon's, which is a local package shop. One from Aldi's and one from Habersham. So Barefoot, I think you can probably find that one everywhere because Barefoot is very popular. And so we actually got the one that says Barefoot Hard Seltzer, and this one is made with, I can't read that. Shaniqua, what is that?
Strawberry, right? And is that guava?
All right. Calvin said it was good because I think he tried all of them.
He says it's good.
He said it's good. It's such good. A snob, so it must be good.
Oh, my.
Okay. I actually paid $5.99 for this at Habersham. And I think that's a good price for a four-pack. And we're here to make sure y'all find a good deal. And I'm thinking that because this is the summer season, that's probably another reason why it's so reasonably priced. And we are serving these on ice. We got our Tom Collin glasses today instead of our wine goblets. We're fancy. Mm. How that tastes?
Strawberries. Tastes good.
Oh, that's very refreshing. Mm-hmm. And the thing about seltzers, especially if you want to get, you know, in shape, they're very low on calories. Like one can is only 70 calories. It's only 2 grams of sugar. And it's gluten-free. So that's good to know. And the thing about spritzers are that they are usually made from seltzer water or sparkling water or club soda. And that's different between them and wine coolers, because wine coolers are usually a little sweeter. And we all remember the wine coolers from the 80s, Bartle and James. And what was the other one? You remember the other wine cooler that was real popular back in the day? My mama used to drink them all the time.
I can't remember. It'll come to me.
I just remember Bartle and James.
Here we go. Come in.
You remember?
Zima.
Was that?
That's not it.
I don't know what that was.
It was like Tropical Paradise. I can't remember.
I know Bartle and James because they had the two guys that was in the commercial.
But it was another one that we drank all the time.
That was real popular, but I can't think of the name of it. Because I actually did see Bartle and James when
Google.
I went to Habersham.
And it was everybody's business.
I know, right? When I went to Habersham, I actually saw that Bartle and James now are making wine spritzers.
Yeah.
So, you know, 80s and 90s, coolers were more popular because they were a little bit more sweeter. But I guess now everybody's more health conscious and just like it. I don't know. Spritzers are starting to become more popular.
Like you said, traditionally, it's made with dry whites and the seltzer. But what I love about our people, just people generally are very creative. So now they put a spin on the original recipe of it.
Right.
You know, it's not just the white wines.
No. Because the thing is, you use either Rieslings, you can use Sauvignon Blanc, and I use a Sauvignon Blanc to make the ones that we have in studio. What was the other one? Was Chardonnay's one of them? Okay. Really?
Sorry.
Okay.
What?
You doing all this.
It says Sauvignon. Yee.
So I think it's Chardonnay's. It's certain types of white wines that
go. It has to be dry.
It has to be a drier white wine that goes well with this, but I think probably wine coolers, you probably use something sweeter because they tend to be sweeter from what I remember. You remember the other one? Was it Seagram's?
Seagram's. Let me look. Let me ask Google the question. Was that it? Did you look it up?
I thought Calvin
was up. I'm trying to look everything up now, but it's Seagram's might be the one. I don't know how to ask Google. What's that old wine spritzer called?
Well, let the old maid look it up. Come on, old maid. Let's see. wine
coolers. There's a difference now. The difference between coolers and spritzers, y'all.
Right.
It's got to be Seagram's then, because I remember it being such a popular liquor or brand anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. It probably was Seagram's.
I think it was Seagram wine coolers because Bruce Willis used to do the advertisement for it. And it was Seagram's
golden wine cooler, Seagram's.
Yeah, hey, that's what it was.
That's what it is.
They came back.
We was drinking on that cooler.
And then they came. Then Seagram's wine coolers came back, different flavors.
That
and stuff,
is
right?
It. I'm looking at the bottle. That's it. It was Seagram's.
And my sister loves them, but I didn't think that they were still made out of wine. I thought it was some other alcohol in it.
I remember the bottles in James. It looked like going to what?
Yeah, we thought we was doing something back in the day.
I know.
What was that bottle? It was a juice bottle. It looked the same bottle as this one, but that
Mystic.
One, Mystic. Yeah, yeah.
Mystics are good.
Man.
Yeah. So you remember your parents drinking them, did Calvin?
My dad. They would have like their little cookouts, and they have a cooler just for that, and then a cooler for beer.
Yeah.
And then if you want a hard liquor, you got to go in the house and get it.
Black folks.
Hiding everything they was doing.
Anyway.
You can only use a soda cooler.
Black folks.
Anyway. Well, I mean.
Yeah. But anyway, so childhood memories came back. Teenage memories, too. So, yeah, innocence. So, Barefoot. Y'all like it?
I think
it's pretty
it.
Good. It's very refreshing. You know, I would buy
it. It tastes different than when I had it, when I tried it, when I was shooting it. It tastes a little stronger then, but I think I was already drinking.
So that and you had
your
appetizers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe.
Appetizers. Did I miss something?
The food.
Oh, what gotcha. Yeah. Anyway. Because I did.
We're not getting raunchy yet. Not quite yet. It's too early in the game.
Okay. So... And I did also buy the regular Barefoot white wine spritzer just to see how it would taste as well. And it's actually as good. It's very refreshing. And I actually put a little bit of coconut rum in mine when I drank it and just made it into a cocktail.
I knew it.
Right. It had to be something.
I mean, it's only 5%
alcohol.
We love
the drink.
People, it's been hot in Savannah. So, I mean... It's beautiful, but it's hot. It was like 85 degrees yesterday. Mm-hmm. All right. So, which one you want to try next?
Let's try the, that one.
If we want to try
Do we all have
the Movo?
That? I don't have that one. I want to try that one.
The Movo. We both have this right here.
Yeah, but I was looking at that can.
You could try
it. Okay. So, I got a Movo. I actually got this from Johnny Adams. And 4-pack was $8.99. And it was I bought a mixed pack.
Mm-hmm.
So it had, was it two blood oranges? What you took the picture of, Calvin?
I took a picture of that one. The
rosé, the peach. Okay, so in the multi-pack, it has peach white blend, which I think they have two of those, and then they have two of the blood orange sangria.
That's weird, though. You have four. I didn't buy another box.
You took one out.
But that still gives us four. I don't know. I'm confused.
And that one, which one is that one?
Raspberry Rosé.
Do we have?
I don't know. I thought it was four.
I thought it was two. You know what? I know what it was.
What?
I didn't open one of those because I was afraid. I didn't know which ones you wanted to taste.
Oh, because it was. Okay.
So I didn't try that one.
Okay. So which one y'all want to try?
I want to try that blood orange.
So we just take a little sip of each since this is a 4-pack of variety. And we are serving this over ice, people.
Yeah, I suppose to serve it over ice.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
We got the chewy ice.
So spritzers are supposedly derived from the German word spritzen, right?
Yes.
Which refers to the diluting of white wine. And fun fact... Spritzen means
what?
Spray, squirting.
You're so special.
Why you gotta lower your voice to say that?
Ooh. Spray, squirting. squirting and spitting.
Where is your mind already this morning?
Are you kidding me? I know your mind is right there along with me. She tried to.
I'm trying to eat.
Listen, her legs are closed tight all of a sudden. What are you doing? Calvin!
Nina Spritzer.
Squirting.
Then you got to lower your voice to do it. I mean, like, really? That one really don't have much of a flavor to me.
Dang. Did you clean your palate?
Ew, yeah. It's nasty.
Is it nasty?
The berry rosé.
Dang. Wait.
It tastes
no,
flat.
That's not berry. This is a blood orange.
It's sangria.
Oh, it's a sangria one?
It's a sangria one.
Oh, wait.
It's not very spritzy. It's not. Yeah, see? Look at you. I'm done.
Ew. So we don't like that one.
Well, it's a pretty can.
Is it? Are all spritzes supposed to be carbonated?
No, that's the difference between them and coolers because they're not supposed to be. Coolers are carbonated, whereas spritzes are not. I don't know if I like that one.
I'm going to drink it, though.
Yeah, that's why I only pour a little bit in there.
I'm not going to drink it.
You only finish what you like anyway. So.
I'm a man.
Didn't we talk about that last part, Chris? So let's try
but
the peach.
I'm joking.
Men finish regardless.
We're not talking about that right now.
Not today?
Not today.
Or not right now?
Not right now. Not today.
Okay. You know, I'd be ready to get into it. Let me I need another glass. It's so much ice water. Calvin, what are you drinking out of?
The can.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's in those cups? I need to drain my ice.
This is Nina's, and that is this one is the other one.
I need to drain my ice.
This is very light. I can tell from the.
Do you like it? Which one are we doing?
That was the peach. I just handed it to you.
When you say light, do you mean like it's just not. Peach. Is it refreshing to you?
It's all right. It's just, I don't know.
Well, so far we're liking the barefoot, the hard seltzer.
I don't know. It's just, it's very light.
No sugar added, 100 calories. Is that good?
No.
No, because the barefoot was 70 calories, and it had only, well, it had 2 grams of sugar, which is not that much, but.
Right now, that's the favorite.
You couldn't drink a lot of these, could you?
I couldn't.
Unless I add some alcohol to it.
I mean, to me, it's kind of like a soda. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I want a can of soda. That's.
But I guess they're good for the beach, or if, you know, you having, like, a gathering at the house, and. Those who don't like to drink, like, you know what I'm saying? Who are light drinkers?
A spin on some club soda?
Yeah. Okay. If you like club soda.
And I don't.
I like vodka and soda. You don't like club soda?
Oh, no.
I like vodka. I mean, I drink sparkling waters. You don't drink any kind of sparkling waters?
I do when I'm cleansing.
Okay. Okay. I drink them all the time. So it's just. To me,
it make you belch real good.
Yeah, because I don't drink sodas. So, I mean, sometimes you want something, you know, with a little.
I don't drink sodas anymore either, but when acidity. I have that feeling, I just go out and get me a Coke and drink a little couple of swallows.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, you know how it says natural flavors? What natural flavors are in this?
It said natural juice.
What does that mean? Like.
No
additives.
It's
no additives. It's just juice. So if you were just
no additives is what it means. So
all this is it says carbonated water, mm-hmm. white grape juice concentrate, and natural flavors, and it contains sulfites.
So it has that.
Yeah.
And no addition.
Nothing additional. Gotcha. That's probably why it tastes like that.
So you know how you have those things in the store where it says it's fruit juice. No sugar, but it's actually sugar in there. They just didn't add extra
sugar.
Right.
Yeah. Because fruit is naturally sweet.
Right.
But, yeah.
I can't eat a lot of fruit because it bloats me.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I can't. I love fruit, though.
I don't know if I like that Movo.
Me neither. So both of them kind of striked out then.
Yeah, that barefoot is winning right now.
Mm-hmm.
Try the peach one.
I tried the peach one.
You tried the peach one? Yeah. No, the other Movo.
Okay, I don't want to try anymore. Tell you the truth.
What about the raspberry?
It's probably not going to taste like.
Okay, well, we shut that.
She Movo, move out.
Raspberry berry.
Well, I don't know who you giving these to. You know, I think Keani could probably do something with them.
You probably can just add some liquor to it and it'll be fine.
Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and do that.
I've got some rum somewhere.
Yeah, some coconut rum, something, you know. Okay, so the next one is we got from Aldi's.
Okay.
This was $4.99 for a four-pack.
And that's the one that.
Bubbly Rosé.
That's the one that what?
Robin wanted to taste.
Oh, well, let's hold on that one to see whether or not we can get in contact with Robin. So let's go and do the next one. We're going to save that one for last. It's called a Spreezer. And I got this one also from Johnny Gaddams, and they actually gave me a discount on this one. It's regularly $15.99. I paid, I think I paid like $11 for it, for a four-pack. It's pretty canned, though. And this is lime and elderflower. So, you ever had elderflower? It's very popular. When you need ice or
no, that's fine. It's already cold. Okay, so might as well share it. Okay. Yeah. Smells good.
Does it?
It smells good. Yes.
Oh, it does smell good. Smell
I like
refreshing.
This. I like it. I like it.
The green one was the one that I did try the green one.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's good.
That's delicious.
And I can't remember the young man's name to help me pick this out at Johnny Gaddams. Oh, I hate that. But they had
really good.
It is really good. They had two different flavors, and he was telling me that this was the better flavor. They had an orange flavor, and then they had this one, and he said this was the better one. Oh, I hate that I can't remember his name.
So this one is 130 calories. It has 14 grams of sugar.
But that is really good.
This is not, for me, not Barefoot to second place.
Right. That's my number one. But yeah.
5% alcohol.
This one is a little bit more expensive. But sometimes the cheaper stuff is good. It's
right.
Better than the more expensive. And sometimes the more expensive is better than the cheaper. But this is really good.
So going back to what we were saying is having it as for your party or your gathering, I would get this one. I mean, I'll go with that.
Right.
If I'm serving this, yeah, I can go with that. That's really good.
So Movo is our least favorite right now.
No, I'm just joking. But, yes, our least favorite.
I think Movo is, targeted towards those who are looking for, they want to have alcohol, but they don't want the calories associated with alcohol. And the thing about wine spritzers is that they have fewer calories than wine. The only wine that has fewer calories, I think, than spritz is a red wine. Because they're low in calories as well.
Red, red wine. It's my favorite.
We know. But that's good. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that. So is that one leading the way with the calories?
Yeah, it has the most calories.
Of course.
It's the best one. It always does.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And the one that I made is I use Sauvignon Blanc. So maybe, I don't know.
I like that one.
Maybe like a quarter cup of Sauvignon Blanc. A splash of sparkling. I use sparkling berry water. And then I got to put liquor in my stuff. That's just me. So I actually just did a little bit of strawberry moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tab.
Love moonshine.
Just to give it some added flavor to it, you know. You like that? That was my recipe. So
I like it.
Sauvignon Blanc, which I use McBride's Sisters because I love their Sauvignon Blanc.
It's very good.
Very good. I got the sparkling water from Aldi's. It was 55 cents. So, I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money. And the moonshine. Just a little bit of moonshine. And that was it. That's how you make your own spritzer. But like I said, you don't have to add moonshine. You can add brandy. And you don't have to have liquor in it. But I just did it as a added feature.
Yeah, there's no science to it.
There's no science to it. Yeah. And I make these spritzers all the time. Because it's getting warmer here. And sometimes you want something refreshing and cool, you know. So it's just a nice treat.
Yes.
You know. And it's very inexpensive to make as well. Because the wine was $12. The water, the sparkling water was 55 cents. And the moonshine was $5.
Look, you saw that side eye. So it's still under $20.
It's still under $20 to make this. For your girlfriends, for your man, or whoever.
My man wouldn't want, she probably wants something harder if I had one. Man, that is.
He would want something harder.
Yeah.
There's some men that like, you know.
Probably like Calvin.
Say what?
Calvin, you like light spritzer drinks? Would you want your wife to make you a light spritzer drink?
No.
See?
But anyway, are you able to get in contact with Robin?
It's something.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Are we going for round two or no? Because I just want.
Yeah. Oh, which one you want? You want mine?
Yours and that one.
You want to mix it together?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and take that one.
And I'm going, yeah, but I'm going to. Oh, I need, no, you know what? I need to finish yours and then.
The ice is melting.
I know.
She got the good ice, the chewy ice. So we waiting on Robin to see if we're going to get Robin.
So did you tell how much, like, you said the ingredients, right?
So okay,
how about the measurements?
I put probably, I'm Tom Collins glass, which is your basic, you know. Tall glass.
Mm-hmm.
I put probably about a quarter cup of Sauvignon Blanc, maybe one third cup of sparkling water, and just a dash of moonshine.
Okay.
That's how I did it.
Okay. It's really good.
Yes.
Get me a
yes.
Calvin and I are her biggest fans.
Make me not afraid of moonshine.
It's not going to be a shame of.
No, I like it.
It's so good.
And if you want some, just DM me on Instagram, Two Chicks Whining, and I can get you some. They have pineapple coconut, as well as strawberry.
You remember that moonshine I got from Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Was it Puerto Rico or Jamaica? No,
Jamaica. It was Jamaica.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because
I had to remember. I was like, you didn't. Go with us when we went to Puerto Rico, but you did go with us when we went to Jamaica.
I went to Puerto Rico with somebody else.
Who you went with?
Huh?
Who you went with?
Oh, just family.
When you went to Puerto Rico?
Was it two birthdays ago?
With who?
I just told you it was just family. You don't believe me?
No. You went on a cruise or you flew?
No, I went on a cruise.
What cruise line you on?
I can't remember. You know, I got.
It was just you and your family?
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Okay.
I have a friend that want to take me to Dubai. I'm going to have to tell him take me.
You riding first class?
Probably.
So is he a friend, or he's a friend that you want to be more than friends?
Well, he probably wants to be more than friends,
but
he's a friend.
To you. How do you handle that when a friend wants to be more than friends?
What happened?
What are you doing, Calvin?
I'm trying to see if she can hear us.
Okay. So what do you do when a friend wants to be more than that?
Well, what I've done in the past,
ignore them
before I became a certified adult.
You would ghost them?
No.
Can you hear us?
Okay. So what I would do is I would do a pity date. I've done that.
What is a pity date?
I really don't want to date you, but because you're pathetic. I mean, we cool, but because you're just kind of like, okay, well, yeah, sure. We go out together, but we really don't go out together in my mind. So I'm talking about high school, though. I'm talking about high school.
High school?
Yeah, that's when I pity dated. This is prior to me dating the quote-unquote, you said, the love of my life.
Right.
So afterwards, I would, we could date, but I sabotage the relationship where I can make a quick dash to the left because you did something I didn't like. When I really didn't want to date you in the first place. Yeah. But
once a guy didn't want, if a guy I didn't want to talk to, like me like that, I just, like, ignored him. I ghosted him.
It doesn't always work.
Ghosted it.
Ghosting doesn't always work for me.
Why? It worked for me because I'm good at ignoring people. You already know that.
Yeah, but then y'all like people that's persistent, too. So it's a different
We going God. Way back to other conversations.
Robin, can you hear us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Robin is joining us. We're talking about when a friend wants to be more than a friend.
You tell no.
You should tell no.
It's not that simple.
I wouldn't ghost them. I think that's rude, but.
She said ghosting is rude, so she would probably pity date like me. Well, I mean.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me, right? So I had my yard guy come and clean off my deck.
Oh, yard boy.
Again, yes. Because I don't want to lose him. He's a good, he's a good yard guy. So
oh my God.
He sent me another dick pic last night.
That is awesome.
I need something harder. I need something harder than a spritzer.
Say what? You want some moonshine?
Gonna woo you.
I guess. I just ignored it. I deleted it.
He walking a down slope, Calvin. He walking a down slope.
I just deleted it again and just ignored his text for the rest of the day.
Saying? You're saying that you ignored them, but if they're persistent like that, you don't want to lose them because he does great work on the yard.
That's the thing. He'll come and do a great job on my yard, but he's just like, oh, I love you. I want to be with you.
Let's go a little
and just
bit deeper.
Like,
if he can care that long like that, honey, just imagine what he can do in the bedroom. Just imagine. Is he
that crooked? It's leaning like.
Well, some of them lean.
Some of them do that, and it's
some
okay.
Some of them do lean. It's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with a good lean.
To the left.
I'm good.
Which means she looked at it.
I did look at it. And I was just like. I did take a hard look at it. I'm just like.
She was considering. She was considering it for slightly.
For a second. Then I was like, no, it's leaning.
So do you think that you could possibly just have a physical relationship? Because,
Not with him. Because I think he's needy. He's needy. No. He's needy. He's too persistent.
How old is he?
I don't know. I don't want to ask any questions because if I ask any questions, then it's going to lead to something else. Didn't we discuss this last time?
What if you ask a question leads to an answer that you like?
It's not going to lead to an answer that I like because I'm not attracted to him. Well, you have to have some kind of attraction to somebody.
I'm attracted.
That's where it begins. Robin, what are you drinking?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you guys had tried them all.
Yeah, but what are you
drinking? What are you drinking?
We were waiting for you.
You acting like black folks now.
Wait a minute. So she's drinking the rosé.
Okay, let's drink the rosé.
Because she likes rosé.
Yes. So is it good?
It's a pretty color.
I mean, it's not bad. I don't know if I could drink more than one, though.
So this is your mission for the week. You need to go find the ones that we tried. The Sprizzery Lime and Edelflower. That's the best one.
You got to try that one. It's very good.
The green one. Show her the green.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
It's very good.
I think that was one I couldn't find, and I couldn't find the
Barefoot.
Movo. Don't worry about the Movo.
Yeah.
No, don't. Yeah,
don't worry about it. Don't waste your
good.
Time.
It's terrible.
Don't waste your time.
It's not bad.
But it's not the lime and edifier one.
I don't know.
It's dry. It's very dry. It's like a. It tastes more like a rosé to me.
I don't really like rosé.
It just tastes like a rosé.
It's got a weird flavor in it. I don't taste any raspberries, just strawberries. It's like rhubarb.
There you go. You taste everything.
It's very dry. Very dry.
Yeah.
That's the one I don't think we tried either. Oh, look, the best one is that green one.
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And I made one that you didn't get to taste, Robin.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
we'll FedEx you one overnight. Of Ninas.
Oh yeah, there you go. Send it to Robert and have him mail it off to me.
But yeah, so no, I'm not interested in him. I just want him to do my yard.
But he may be the one that God sent for you.
No, he's not.
How do you know?
Yeah,
that?
How would
because
you know that?
I would feel that. I would feel that.
Maybe not so soon.
No, 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 no.
Why would you feel bad?
No.
Five,
at least
six
nose. At least about six.
No.
Okay.
I'm not attracted to him. I don't think that's. I think sometimes you do know who's the person that's supposed to be in your life. It doesn't matter how low they beat you down and keep being persistent or whatever. I just think you know who that person is that's supposed to be in your life.
I got a question for you.
And I don't think
you
should settle because, you know, I want to see him as my friend. I don't want no romantic. No.
But what if he went about it a different way and did not send you those pictures?
That's disrespectful.
That is, to me, that's like, come on,
bro. Because she's not that.
I'm not that type of chick.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm older. I'm 47. Like, I mean, if you would have sent me a dick pic probably in my 20s, that would have been different. But I'm 47. I mean.
So clearly you don't know what type of woman I am or who I am. Yeah. You didn't take the time to find
out. There you go. Yeah. It should have been like, hey, let's grab lunch. It should have been like.
I really want to know how old this guy is.
Me too, though. I'm really.
Dang, when is he,
I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When does he cut grass?
We're coming to your house on Monday.
And what time? Because you know I will interrogate a motherfucker.
I'm like, who you is, man?
No, that's not going to happen. Anyway. it's not going
to
happen.
She doesn't want me to be like.
I don't even know his last name. I just know his first name. I don't even know his last name.
Perfect.
I'm not going to tell you.
What'd she say?
Why?
She want to know what his first name is.
Well, we're not going to do that on the air. We're not going to do that on the air. No exposure on the air.
No.
We don't call names on the air.
Cinema text.
And plus he was like, I'll give you money or I'm like, I'm not.
Okay, if you could guess how old he was, what would you say?
Probably in his 30s. Yeah. I would think he was in his 30s.
So he was always just your client. Or you were his client.
Yeah.
Always.
That's it.
So you've been
So even when like
you getting ready to say what I was getting ready to say, right? We be on the same page.
What?
So he was like feeling you when you were like together,
right?
Like you and when you're married, man.
Yeah.
No, he didn't start doing my yard till after I separated.
Oh, okay.
So, I was like, wait a minute.
We had too much.
No. I was separated when he started doing my yard. But the thing is, I think you know. Oh no.
You're being too picky.
Well, what's wrong with being picky?
Well,
I'm 47.
Yeah, you can be picky.
I'm 47, and I think that, you know, I know what I want out of a relationship, and I don't want to settle.
I'm not that desperate that
I'm not that desperate that I need.
I need
a man.
I just think he crossed the line when it came to the pictures.
Because
it could have went so far the other way.
So I think that basically that what he's saying is he want a sexual relationship. You see what I'm saying?
Or he doesn't know how to really.
I don't think he knows how to because his English is not that good. Yeah.
Is he foreign?
He's Mexican. And he told me he never been with a black woman before.
Oh.
I'm not going to be your first, though.
That's so cute.
I think she want a black man this go around for right now.
That's so cute. I just want a man who's going to respect me.
Yeah, maybe, and that's
it. That's just one a man who's gonna respect
you could
me.
So he may be somebody you could.
I'm not attracted to him.
But I mean, it's to me though. You said maybe he just doesn't understand. But to me, that's just common sense. I mean, I'm not gonna send you a dick pic if I'm really into
maybe that's
you.
Part of his culture. I mean, it could be part of your culture. I don't know.
Lori, yeah. Are you kidding me right now?
No,
I don't know.
What if you looked at it a different way and said, you know what? You have never been with a black. Let me show you how to actually do it. And you just become friends.
But she has to be attracted to him.
No. I don't want her to date him. I just want him. I want her to show him the proper way.
But if she opens up that door, he may translate that into meaning something else. And he may
become
more persistent.
That's why I don't. Yeah, that's
why
I don't.
But it doesn't matter.
Comment.
He's doing it anyway now, anyway, right?
True. The fact.
So you might as well be able to affect
him
in a positive
him.
Way and still have him be friends. Like, I'm not into you, dude, but I'll show you how to get a person that you want. And the first thing you don't do is you don't send pictures.
See, this is the thing. I need to be there so I can school him. Like, if you really like her, that's not what you do.
That's why you're not going to be there.
Dang. I'm going to sit outside the house.
And it's too late now anyway.
It is.
It's too late.
She already made her mind up.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I remember.
Did you respond to the dick pic the first time?
No.
Just in case you didn't get it, I'm gonna send it again.
Maybe she didn't.
I didn't respond to it. So that's
what
the
I'm
thing.
Saying, so he said
but I texted him to come and clean up my deck because my deck needed to be clean, and I'm just
it's
like, okay.
Another yard.
But he, but I paid him, so it's not like he did it for free.
But it's just funny, just how I look at things. But imagine this: maybe he's at home talking to his friends. He's like, hey, man, she's really cute, Holmes, you know? And then all of a sudden, his
he's
friend's
not
like,
from East L.A., stupid.
he might be. I'm just saying. and then his friend's like, hey, man, black girls like dicks, man. Send me a picture of your dick.
Stop it. Stop.
I sound like
Keith
and Tom.
Stop.
Do not send us any emails or Instagram us about us being... insensitive because we just playing around, people. We just playing around. This is just
very careful.
This is all in good humor.
And I only
do
know.
Do not DM us.
Please do not.
Or say that we are being insensitive. Okay, because we're just joking around.
That's joking. Only Mexicans I know are from the West Coast.
But anywho.
Go hold my head down before something comes out. I'm gonna take a brief intermission.
We good. We just playing around, people. Don't take it serious. Okay.
So
anyway.
So Robin, that wouldn't work for you either, right?
What?
That wouldn't work for you either, right? If someone did that, someone sent you a picture.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
Robin, you're in your 20s, right?
No, she's 30.
Oh, you're in your 30s. Okay.
How old are you? 30? You 30 or 31? Okay.
Okay, she just exit 20. Okay. So if somebody sent you a dick pic now, if you weren't married, what would you do?
Shut it down.
What if you liked them? What if you really liked them? What if you really liked them and they sent you a pic out of nowhere? You guys were cool. You guys were just friends, right?
So you're saying that we already have like a friendship.
You already have a friendship going, and he thinks about you in another way that you really don't recognize, and so he sends you a pic, right? And you're not really thinking that, okay, I like him, but he is attractive, right? I may consider dating him. Nobody knows this but you, right? So he sends you a dick pic one day. What would you do? Would you shut it down? Because there's just a little bit of interest. But he doesn't know that.
Probably tell him he'd take me out for drinks or something first.
So there's possibility.
You can just jump straight to that.
But okay, see,
that's promising. That's promising.
For Robin. Not
for Robin's in her 30s.
But
so
she's
early
in her
30s. Early 30s.
Yeah. My mind is someplace else. I'm looking for communication, respect, stability.
Somebody sent me a dick pic 2 years ago and I was disgusted. Like, I was just like, we're the same age.
Okay, I want to look at that.
From the general consensus of people that I know have gotten pics like that, it always comes from left field. It never comes from, yeah, I like you like that. It never. So my question is, how is the translation lost? If I send you a picture like that, we got to have something going on. You know what I'm saying?
I think the translation is lost, because in the next picture he sent me, oh, I have 60 acres of land and in Mexico and just, you know.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
That still don't interest me.
He's trying to woo you, but he just don't know how to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a barrier.
I can't be bought.
Everything with land. He's trying to get you with his land.
Okay, whatever. I can't be bought.
Well, my dick pic was a guy really just clearly want the, you know, because he was married.
But it has to work with certain
that's
people.
That's a little different. I guess, I don't know. Do I look like I'm materialistic? Like, no.
But do every woman wants to feel secure.
I understand
that. So
that
may be what
that.
His thought process is.
But my thing is, do I look like I'm that type? Like, I'm high maintenance. Do I look high maintenance?
You don't look high maintenance.
Don't I see that look, Robin? I see that look.
We all have the same look.
Why are y'all turning your back on me?
We all have the same look.
Oh
right
my
now.
God! I'm not materialistic.
You're not.
But bring on the butt, Calvin. Go ahead.
But you know what you want. So most men I can translate as high maintenance. But I don't think you are. But.
I don't depend on anybody to.
I know.
Like,
it's not even. It hasn't.
It's just about. Yeah. I know my worth. There I love go. Myself. Yeah. I know my worth, and I think that's what transcend is, because I know my worth and I carry myself in a certain way, and because I carry
wrong.
My. You can turn back around, girl.
Oh.
And because I carry myself in a certain way, it doesn't mean that I'm high maintenance.
But high maintenance isn't negative. I mean, you got a nice car. We all have nice cars. They're high maintenance cars. You take care of them, right? There you go. So it's like, it's not bad to be high maintenance. It's bad to be high maintenance if you ain't
Did
working.
You just roll your eyes, Robin.
Right.
No. I'm
it's bad to be high maintenance if you don't have the ability to afford that lifestyle
Thank
on
you.
Your own.
Exactly.
That's
you go.
What that is.
If you got to rely
so you
on
got
your
the
maintenance
nerve to
for
be
someone
high
else.
Maintenance, but baby, you got a beer bottle budget.
Thank you.
But you want, yeah. That's the thing.
And that's when it turns from high maintenance to almost digging.
Right.
And it's like, yo, like I need someone to upkeep my lifestyle for me. That's right. A problem.
But see, I don't
but
depend
you don't need that.
On
there
anybody
exactly.
to keep my lifestyle for me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I just carry myself in a certain
Long
way.
Long line of independent, strong women.
Muscles.
So do you think that men and women can be friends without someone taking it to the next level?
Genuine friendship, yes.
Yeah. And it's...
Of the same... Yeah. They like... I mean... I don't know. Sometimes I think it's hard because I feel like someone is going to catch
feelings.
That's why
I said genuine friendship.
But I told you
genuine.
Before, I have a lot of female friends, and,
yeah.
and we just friends. But there's certain female friends I know I can't be friends with.
Because right. you would be attracted to them?
I just
or,
know that it's
or
a different,
vice versa.
It's a different, it's a different connection, different level. Like if we started off as, you know, I don't know, everything kind of starts off the same. But if everything starts off honest, and I could be like, look, I'm your friend. I'm going to help you get to where you need
chilling.
To get to.
Chilling. Yeah,
I'm good. Then cool. But sometimes you have a connection. It's like, okay, well, I can't talk to this person.
Right, because if you have an inkling of interest in the
inkling.
Other party,
it's,
then
yeah.
it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Like, I could date him. You know, like, he fine.
Yeah.
But we just cool. No, we can't be friends.
Because it's just
like
going to grow on that.
Yeah.
And you're going to lie to yourself the whole entire time thinking it's not.
Sorry. So it is possible, but you got to be true to what's going
but
on.
But how many of us are actually true to it, though?
Sometimes I'm not even true to it. I'm not going to lie. There's certain people I'm
And
not,
you're married.
I know that. I know good and well.
And Robin is married. So, Robin, can you be friends with a guy that's like, you know, you may be attracted to?
Yeah.
You could.
Look at her mouth, though. I ain't feeling it. You see her mouth? Her mouth like, mm-hmm.
No,
yeah, like,
no,
sure.
Yeah,
you could? So you can restrain those emotions that you would feel for that person.
So
it comes
wait a
in
minute.
Conversation.
Okay, but wait a minute. You and Robin both have something that will kind of block you from crossing the line.
Your spouses.
Right. So is that what would stop you guys from crossing the line?
Your
no,
spouse?
It's like this. If you say you have feelings for someone or whatever, you don't cross that line because you can't see past that line.
But everybody don't think like that, though, Calvin.
Yeah, but, I mean, you should.
But everybody don't think like that.
I understand that. But I'm just saying that. That's how my brain says. If I can't.
Some people don't care about that line.
Yeah, true.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. What'd you say?
She said a lot of people. I thought she said white people, but she said a lot of people. I was like, what? I'm sorry. I'm high on spritzers.
I agree. A lot of people don't care about that line.
No, they don't care about that. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. Like, you know, like if a friend, like I have friends from like high school that, you know, Corey. Take for instance, Corey. I was, you know, talking to him on Facebook. What's that look about?
Corey. Wait.
Anyway, I was talking to him. I was talking to a friend on Facebook. And he was like, oh, next time I come to Savannah, you know, we got to go lunch. Shut up. We got to go lunch. And I was just like, okay. But I feel kind of funny because he's married. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be disrespectful of his spouse.
So why do you feel uncomfortable?
It's not uncomfortable. I just don't want to be disrespectful of his wife by going out.
But that's why you have that true conversation, like, why are we going out? Are we just catching up because we're old friends, or are we catching up because you have
interest? You don't think that you can go out with somebody on a lunch?
Yeah.
If you're married. See, that's what I'm saying. So why is the uncomfortableness?
I just don't want to be disrespectful to anybody's marriage. That's my whole thing. It's not about, you know, it's just just giving respect to someone's marriage.
But is that on you or on him?
Right.
No. I think that's on the other person.
Thank you. So if I go out to lunch with y'all and I don't tell Keani,
and see that's what
for
I
one
think.
It sounds like I'm hiding something, which I'm not. And for two, I wanted to know where I'm at just because y'all kill me. I'm
so
joking.
I think that it becomes, and not saying that, I don't.
You think
it becomes an uncomfortable situation if you feel like the other party is more invested in it than you are on a.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where it comes. Because I don't think like that. I just don't. That's just me, though. But if I know that, shit, he could get it, and I'm married, then I'm probably going to be like, that's probably not a good idea. I get drunk. You know how I get when I get drunk.
Yes, we do know how you get when you get drunk.
The best thing to do is tell you no.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my thing. And I don't think you would cross the line.
Oh, of course not. No. 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 No.
I think that's the one thing that there's like no right or wrong answer for that.
I think it's just all about
the individual.
The individual and the honesty in it.
Because you have no way of knowing how the other party is really feeling. Because sometimes like if you develop a friendship with somebody, you don't really know if that person, well, I want to get close to her or him, so let's become friends, but I really want to hopefully it'll move into another direction. So it is possible, but it's difficult.
Yeah, but I still don't want my gardener.
Back to that dude.
But we also want to be friends first when we come romantically involved with somebody.
True.
So it's all a big.
Because you want to know that person. You want to know what that person is all about.
Yeah, because
know?
If something happens where I can't entertain you, like anything, I want to know that our relationship is based on something other than that.
But you know what? I'm good at ignoring people.
Well, I mean, we all can agree that you really are. You really are.
That's just a defense mechanism.
You are. And I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Do you, all right, another question. Do you think you put yourself in places where you can meet new people?
Well, we under quarantine right now, so no. Because, you know what, I did actually go on the online dating websites, but then I just like, no.
Did you create a profile?
I did, but then I did.
I'm not feeling that.
I did Hinge and I did Bumble.
Robert said, Bumble? Which one?
And then I just like.
Well, I thought you meant like an actual dating site. Those are for hookups, Nina.
Are they? I don't know. I don't know. How would I know? You not here.
Wait.
So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Robin? But
wait,
anyway.
Wait, before she answers that, could you please go back and tell us the websites for hookups? What was it again?
Bumble, Hinge, or Tinder?
I didn't do Tinder.
Okay, Bumble, Okay.
But anyway, I deleted them off my phone regardless.
Are you downloading
them? Are you downloading them? She just want hookups. I want a relationship. I don't want hookups. So I actually, I downloaded them and then I deleted them off my phone because I was like, I saw people that I knew, customers, and I was like, no, let me get off this website.
Go on the Christian. Don't the Christians have a website?
Christian Mingle?
Yeah, try that.
No, thank you.
Man, it's all a game.
It's all a game. I think once this quarantine thing is over with.
Are you going to actively go out? Because what they can't find you inside the house.
What is going out? Like, what do you consider,
I know that you
like,
go out with your sister and go out to dinner and go to restaurant week and all this kind of stuff. But outside of that, what are you going to do to get yourself out there?
I don't know.
Because you have to get yourself out there
How would I get myself out there? And I don't want.
And she's very.
Go to the library? You said go to the library?
It's a bunch of.
Sorry, the library in Savannah, you're only going to find nuts.
Homeless people.
Please don't go. Unless you, maybe if you go to Pooler, but you can't go to the Bull Street Library.
Nah. No, I'm good. Shaniqua, you said I probably meet somebody at the bank. That's what you said.
Yeah, because she speaks to everybody like she knows. She has never met a stranger. So she's not afraid to speak. She's not afraid to open conversation. So if she puts herself in a different setting outside of work, I don't know. We could probably
How do you feel about meeting people? Like you said, the wine stuff. Do you feel like you can meet a potential person at a wine
tasting
festival?
Or something?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like limited to, I don't go to clubs. So, I mean.
Hell, nobody go to clubs these days. It's not safe.
I don't know how you meet people because, like, I can't do the online thing because to me it's not.
Social media, which I don't do.
I want to talk to somebody. I don't want to go, like.
Go to the museums and.
The what?
The museums.
Take Odie to, like, doggy play dates.
There you go.
Oh.
Odie is your wingman.
Odie is a cock blocker, so he's not going to let anybody come by me. So, I mean, that's not going to help.
Are you ready? Are you ready to date?
Yeah, I am. I want to be, like I said a couple of episodes ago, I want to be romanticized. I want someone to take me out to dinner and just, you know.
Does romanticizing still exist?
Yeah, everybody wants to be romanticized.
I don't know.
You want to be romanticized?
I'm talking to me, Robin.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the male.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know that women want to be romanticized.
Yeah, I mean, I want to, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, that's what kind of makes you.
How does a woman romanticize a man?
I don't know. Candles.
Open the car door.
No, I'm not opening your car door.
Hush your mouth, Robin.
What did Robin say?
Open the car door for him.
No.
Pay for the meal.
Pay for the meal, most definitely.
No, it ain't about that. I mean, it is about that. It's about that, too. It's just, to me, respecting my time is the biggest thing you can do.
That's romanticizing you?
Because you got to understand, like, the time that you have off needs to be cherished, correct?
Right.
I don't have a lot of time off. So the time I have off, the last thing I want to hear is, you know, complaints or this and that. What I want to do is be able to say, you know what? Or surprise me with something. Let's go someplace. Let's do something. That's what gets you in love in the first place.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that shouldn't stop.
No, it shouldn't.
Ever. And there you go.
Just because you get the guy or the girl.
Yeah.
Because you
got to
keep them.
Exactly. Like, I know what, you know, buying gifts do for most people. It's like this. Whatever you start with, it's how you end it. It's how you finish it. So if I started just, you know, encouraging you to
that's
do this
good
and do
word.
That, and then, and I stop that, that's a problem. I gotta keep doing that. No matter the situation.
A lot of people fail.
Yeah.
Because they stop doing what they did in the beginning.
Exactly.
You stop talking to each other.
On both parts.
Yeah. So, I mean.
They started too high and then can't keep up with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a big one right there because there's a lot of people that will do, a lot of guys that will do the best thing first, and they can't keep up with that.
Like a ton of nice things.
Oh, man, yeah.
What are you eating?
And they run out of money.
Cheese.
What you said?
That's what she's eating. She's stuffing stuff in her mouth. Oh, Havarte cheese.
Havarte
dill. Oh, okay.
Does it go with the wine spritzer?
It's not bad, actually.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm ready, but I just also want the right person to.
I think I
want
to start off, if is having a genuine friendship.
Yeah.
That's
I always believe that you gotta, I mean, that was my thing before I dated my ex. We were friends. Like, yeah. You know.
So what if the person you want to be so friendly with gets afraid to be stuck in the friend zone and then does something that a friend would do that turns you off from wanting to be? Because when you say you want to develop a friendship, your ultimate goal still is to date this person.
Right.
So if he becomes a friend and maybe too open, too honest, and you don't like it, does that affect your decision? Like, for example, say you build a friendship based on truth and honesty and everything's great, and all of a sudden you at a spot and this lady walks up and he's like, oh, yeah, that's just, you know, this girl, blah, blah, blah. And we did this and did that, and you feel intimidated.
Because I think we are at the age now where jealousy is not.
Things happen prior to me.
Right.
I agree with that. But do you, even in the slightest, it's like this. If I was like, what's one of those people who are, who steal a lot?
Kleptomaniac?
Kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So say you meet someone that's a klepto, right? And they tell you all about their issues and how they're trying to get fixed. And all of a sudden, you invite them over to your house. And then you expect your friendship for that person to change. The reason I say that is you can't trust them to not steal, because that's what he is, right?
Right.
So in the same situation with a man, like, you may meet this dude that's awesome. Y'all become friends.
But you can't take every person as the same person either.
I understand that. But does – so we all have signs that something can go left, right?
Right.
So do those signs count anymore after that? Even if
everybody's not perfect. And I think you do look at certain aspects of a personality. But the thing is, I mean, I think we're at that age. We both 47. So we're at an age where I think we know what to kind of know what we want in a relationship, because we both had marriages that was not the best. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we know what we want and we know what we don't
want. So we know what
we know what we're going to put up with, and we know what we're not going
to
put up with.
So basically what's important to me is your honesty.
Yeah. And communication.
To be able to communicate that to me, and unafraid that if you are honest with me, I'm going to shun you for your honesty, because we've both done stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
none of us are perfect. You know what I mean?
I think that's the hardest part to convey to a couple. Like, for me, people I've spoken to, and even you guys, like, honesty is the biggest thing. Even if it hurts, honesty is the best thing.
Exactly,
to do.
Because it's going to come out.
It's going to come out
regardless.
And the lie, what people don't understand, and it is what I told my ex, the lie hurts worse than the honesty, because you didn't take my feelings
in consideration when you did what you did.
But at the same time, like I told Nina, and I think we kind of touched base on this one time before, when it comes to men and their honesty, they feel like they're protecting the woman
protecting their own self.
Right. Exactly.
But that's what, in their minds, they feel like they're protecting you, so they lie to you. Yeah. But they're really, you know, but that's how they think. With the exception of Calvin, because Calvin is old school, but most men think like that.
even I think that way sometimes, but I just know I can't keep up with a lie. Can't.
Most men can't keep up with a lie because they forget.
So let me ask you this. So you agreed that men use lie as a form of protection because they don't want to hurt you, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
that makes logical sense to us.
To y'all.
You guys. Yeah. And that's what I was trying to tell my partner over here. That's just what they do. Yeah. So,
but I just get tired of people always making excuses for a man.
But that's just what they do.
Yeah. But, I mean, I understand that, but I just get tired of the excuse of it. Because
it doesn't make it better.
But because
that doesn't necessarily mean they're trying to hurt you.
No.
It's just that they don't know how to deal.
Because that's the difference between a boy and a man, too.
But it's like this.
It's the difference between a boy and a man.
But I always say this. It's like this. Let's say us three go out for lunch or whatever. And I want to go to lunch with y'all. I don't want to go to lunch with my significant other or my girlfriend or my wife. I want to go to lunch with y'all. And then my significant other calls and says, hey, we want to go to lunch? I'm going to say, oh, I'm busy. And I go to lunch with y'all. I don't say I want to go to lunch with y'all because I'm afraid that she gonna have her feelings hurt if I say I don't want to go to lunch with you. I have plans to go to lunch with.
But I mean, I think because I'm at this point of my life, I'd rather someone be honest, regardless if it's gonna hurt me.
And I agree with
in
that
in the long run, because
but that's not how they think. That's how
I'm just. But that's yeah. I just see it as an excuse. That's just me. This is just me, people. I just see it as.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you why it's a problem. There, it's like this. Now I don't do that because I know that you may come to the same spot I want to have lunch at, and I'm out with.
Right.
But Nine and Sneak, when all of a sudden, I thought you were busy for lunch.
Ooh, child, that's another.
That's the problem. So the other side of that is, I don't do that. If I say, hey, I'm going to lunch with Nine and Sneak, it is what it is. I already made plans with them. I'm going to lunch. If you're free after that, then I'll meet you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'll approach it. The problem with that is, I've always done things that way. But for most females, they're like, oh, no, I'm number one, no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm number one above honesty. So some men have to make that lie to make them feel like they're still that number one, because sometimes their insecurities make them not feel as if they're number one. So I'm not saying that a man is not only protecting his lie for himself. There's a lot of men out there protecting the lie for their woman too, which I believe.
Well, insecurities can happen at any age, so that True. Doesn't matter. Yeah. But to me, it's like you, I think if you know your worth, then, and that's my whole thing. I know my worth. Yeah. And I just feel like the person who's supposed to be in my life will come into my life. And, I mean, yeah, I may go out with my girls or whatever, but the person who's supposed to be in my life will be in my life. I don't think right. I'm going to be alone by myself for the rest of my life.
No,
I think
not.
That person, that right guy will come into my life when he's supposed to come into my life. I don't ever doubt that. But, you know, right now I want to have companionship besides Odie. But
that's all you need, Nina.
Huh?
All you need.
Is Odie? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to have companionship, and it will happen, but I'm not going to settle. That's where I'm at in my life. I'm not going to settle for anybody.
But because you're older. There,
people think that you're supposed to settle.
Because you have.
No. And I'm not.
You're a little more mature, so you know that. So a lot of us in the beginning, when we meet the significant other for the first time, the person that we marry, we do settle. We do.
I agree with that.
Most of us do settle.
To a certain relationship, because we're still
learning ourselves.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I was with my ex ever since I was 20. And so, I mean.
And another thing that a lot of people misunderstand, age has nothing to do with maturity. I mean, you could be 55 years old and still act like a child.
Yeah, I mean, like 17 of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just age has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So.
I think people just take. There's certain people that learn from lessons.
Yeah.
And some people that run away from lessons.
Yeah.
And the ones that run away from it get younger and dumber.
Yeah.
It's not. And I think that's not the generation now coming up. Like the kids I see now, I'm afraid for them because they're so afraid to make mistakes.
What'd you say, Robin?
Because everything is put on blast.
Generation Z.
Yeah.
Everything is put on blast, social media. There's no privacy.
Ah, they get. Right. I mean, it's crazy. Shoot, I'm glad it's that's like we said. I'm not sending no dick pics out when I run for presidency.
This mother, y'all see that? You know, hey, people say stuff.
Yeah, they do. I didn't
Ever.
Know. I didn't.
Well, see you because
you're awesome.
You're a different place in your life.
I am in a different place in my life. I'm happy. I'm at peace, you know, and that's the goal in life is to be at peace for any of us, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I'm
pizza.
At peace.
I want some pizza.
What?
A vegan pizza.
I played this little stupid game on Facebook that said if I'm better off happy or single. Have you seen that?
I saw that.
I played it. It said 100% single. You'll be happy. I was like, what?
What were the questions?
No, it wasn't any questions.
It wasn't
questions.
Even a question.
It was
just
stupid. I guess it goes by your profile. I don't know.
It's like an algorithm. It's all fake.
I was like, what? Oh, okay.
Doomed to singleness.
What's those apps again, girl?
So, Robin, what's the apps if you want to be in a relationship? Since Hinge and Bumble is.
And Tinder. Yeah, I got them.
Match or eHarmony.
Christian
Boo.
Mingle.
Boo.
You got to pay for those.
Yeah, but that's what both my, like, siblings found their mate.
Oh, so both of your siblings found their spouses online?
I think my
eHarmony.
Yeah.
On eHarmony? Wow.
I think one of my friends, and it was very promising, and they're still together.
It was on one of the dating sites?
It was on a hookup site, though. It was on Tinder, I think. And she's... they're great together. Like, she's probably going to leave here and move wherever he is. Like, they're
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
But
I'm good.
I don't do those sites. I mean, if I can't find you on my own.
It's just hard. Like, 90%, like, Robin, 90% of it's just hookups.
I'm good.
Do they still have those Facebook hookups?
What are Facebook hookups?
What?
Backdoor hookups?
What?
Calvin knows what I'm talking about. He laughing.
I plead the fifth.
Are you making stuff up now?
No, I'm not. She, look, you heard that? Come on, cosigner.
Plead the fifth. Never have I never ever.
But Calvin, do they still exist?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm out of that game, man.
he's married.
Yeah, he's married. He's not doing anything. I was, you know, he just has knowledge.
Wow. I didn't know such thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That's crazy.
Let's show you how much I stay on social media. I guess I'm a dinosaur.
It's not bad, though. I'd rather be away from social media than on it.
But yeah, me too. I hate it.
My career, my life makes me have to dive into social media.
Yeah. So.
Time consuming. Like, it takes up a lot of time to just sit and scroll.
Oh. Is Mike off?
Huh? Right now?
Mike, is he off? Is he
right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up there.
Oh.
I'm listening.
He's listening to us upstairs.
He probably hears us.
That man playing Call of Duty. He ain't paying attention.
To top of the stairs.
Does he have a PlayStation 4 or Xbox?
PlayStation 4.
So, do you miss us in Savannah, Robin?
Yeah.
You missed the podcast.
What?
What'd you say?
I said I miss having a job. No, I miss being able to do the podcast too.
Oh. So you wasn't able to find
wine all by myself.
You what?
Huh?
What did you say?
I drink wine all by myself.
Oh. You and Murray. Where's Murray?
He's napping.
Oh, okay.
Napping dog. That dog don't nap.
Want me to wake him up and show you?
No, we good.
I'm allergic.
It's his afternoon nap time.
So have you been drinking a lot of wine since you've been away from us?
Mm-hmm.
What's your new favorite?
I like the Winking Owl Shiraz. That's what I like stock up every time I go to Aldi now.
Okay. So actually we're going to do Shiraz on the next podcast.
How much is that one that you get?
I have a couple bottles sitting around.
How much does that bottle cost from Aldi's?
$2.50.
How much?
$2.50.
That's it?
Yeah.
At Aldi.
You're stacking up for real.
So Aldi's.
I think like the Flirty Bird has a red blend that's good too.
What's the name of it?
Flirty Bird.
Flirty Bird.
It's just like a red blend, I think.
Robin, would you see if they have the keto bread at the Aldi in North Carolina, and ship it?
Do you want me to ship it to you if they do?
Yes, I do. It's red and black.
I'm
going to send you the pic.
They don't have it at the one in Savannah.
Yeah, they don't have it in Savannah. And there's another on another bread.
They don't have it at Brighter Day. I checked.
They're supposed to have it in Atlanta, but they can't keep it in stock. So could you check? And there's another bread that I like that they sell at Costco's, but it's only like in New York and stuff.
We don't have a Costco
What's
here,
the
do we?
Name of it, or
is
it like,
I'm just going to send you a pic.
Okay.
It's like it's red and black writing. And sometimes I just want a plant burger with some bread. And Nana keeps feeding us bread, and it's so good, but my stomach don't like it.
You can drink wine and eat healthy bread.
It's okay. It makes me feel better. Because I'm going to get one of those sliders again. How many pieces have I ate? I had two of the Pella Border mushrooms. Oh, so that's two. And then I only had one crab, right?
You sure?
Yeah, I think I only had one crab.
Seven of them.
Shut up.
Down your belly.
You're
Wait,
so
what
good.
What do you guys want on today?
We have crab sliders and portobello mushrooms with goat cheese and fried green tomatoes.
It's delicious.
Well, what the hell, Naya?
Because we did the podcast on Friday. We did the podcast on Friday. And so here we do it on Sunday. So I have homemade. I have more time to cook. Sorry, girl.
Catch a flight. Come have a party with us.
Yeah, their flights are really cheap. So has more things opened up in North Carolina? Or are y'all still shut down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're still shut down.
Okay.
I think they've got like a phased plan. But I don't know.
Well, Savannah's back live and open.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
COVID
scary.
COVID
is
scary. Like COVID just disappeared.
Yeah, like it didn't never happen. It's
so
scary, man.
Are you coming back in June for the wedding or has that been postponed?
September. They rescheduled for September.
Oh, September. And that's when it's supposed to go spike back up.
Right.
Yay.
That's the second wave.
Yeah, the second wave.
When's the last wave? Is the second wave the last wave?
Well, no,
find the
it's
vaccination.
Gonna be another one.
This yeah. is ridiculous, man. Yeah.
It's gonna. It's see the thing is, it's not. The thing is, it's not a quick fix. Like
it's
everybody,
not.
You know, it's not. It's
and now they're saying the people who stayed home are now catching it.
Yep.
Yep.
So it's just.
And my son asked to go to the beach yesterday.
And what did you tell him?
Ask your daddy.
I went out to
and
the beach
said,
to shoot.
Hell no.
I went out to the beach to shoot these wines that we put on the Instagram.
How many people are?
I go to the part no one knows. So I was good, but
how many people
from, like, from the pier side?
Go outside.
It was crowded.
Yeah, there is no it. The distancing is
like,
not respected.
You can go to the beach the whole time, but like if people are on top of each other at the beach, then that's not.
I went to Parker yesterday to get some coffee. Oh my god, I was so scared. It was so many FedEx workers. Nobody had on masks, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm like. No, I'm extra.
That's just
so
like
just
I went
to
Jalapenos. I went to Jalapenos yesterday, and people was actually like it was full in there.
Yeah.
Like every like they I'm did not. Every other table, but every table was full.
So this is see, and this is what's going to cause that second wave, and it's going to be worse because people are out and about and not really respecting this virus.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to hit even harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing you can expect. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But, you know, people are fearless.
Well, many of the people who say it's, like, fake and stuff. And
yeah, like, all these people out there protesting.
Like, I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she was saying how, well, they closed stuff earlier than they should have. And, you know, your child is almost 50. So she said the schools, they closed the schools too quickly. And the kids' immune system, they're able to fight off the virus versus, you know, the older people. And I said, well, yeah, that may be so. They're able to fight off the virus, but their immune system doesn't prevent them from catching it.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a chance letting my son go to a school and he could possibly get it. That doesn't make any sense. Why would I do that?
And he's going to pass it to you.
Right.
And then someone else, and then someone else. It's just
and
like,
I said, kids are different. They think they're invincible. So you
go.
Can't, out of your eye, you can't expect
can't
them
that.
To do what they're supposed to do. I said, Mom. You don't have any young kids. So you can't tell me, hey, I should let my child go to school. Hell no.
Yeah.
And see, that this whole homeschooling thing, like I said before, works for my kid. I know that it doesn't work for everybody, but it's just doing good as far as his grades go.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. Robin, is everybody wearing a mask when you went to Aldi's?
Most people. I'm really bad. I don't wear a mask.
You're fine.
But.
Why aren't you wearing a mask, Robin?
Why are you not wearing your mask?
Fired, Robin. You're fired.
Because it's a hoax.
You look like a little alcoholic. You know what? It's a hoax.
I love it.
No, I probably should wear one, but.
But you're being. I wear one here because the people here don't respect it.
Right.
Right. And then so Georgia is open, so a lot of tourists are starting to come back to the state.
Yeah.
Savannah is a tourist city, so it's like it's hospitality city. So we getting people from all over.
And no disrespect, the whole air coughing and sneezing.
Man,
I'm not with it.
I'm punching people.
I'm not with it. So these people coming from different states and they and sneezing and all this kind of stuff, and I'm like, so
the bank is about to open back up.
No, I'm never coming back.
Yes, you are.
The bank. We're opening on June the 1st.
We are. I have to go back to work June the 1st.
Have they replaced me yet?
They got plexiglass up, so.
Oh, like Bank of America.
About time, first chat.
Yeah, they got to play catch up.
Got to play catch up.
Now. Y'all behind.
It's a joke. It's not.
It's crazy, man.
It's just crazy. Anywho.
She said she didn't want to talk about work today.
I don't want to talk about work. But anyway.
Bring on the
we
show.
We miss you. Bring
on the show. I miss you guys.
So, Robin, now you know. So, the first one we like the most is which one?
The Spritz.
The green one, right?
Yeah.
So, you got to get that
the
one.
The Spritzerini.
Spritzerini. Okay. Yeah.
It's lime and amazing. Elderflower. It's the most expensive one. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much was it?
$5.99.
For four.
That's doable. And, for a pack of four?
Yeah. And so this is the second one that we like. The Barefoot is hard seltzer. That's Barefoot. The second one.
And they have different flavors. I looked on their website. There's like four or five different flavors.
What flavors were they? Do you remember?
There was like a black cherry.
Ooh.
A lime one, I think. Let me look.
Black cherry.
Real quick. Because I was like, ooh. And then I realized you guys had the strawberry one. And I was like, okay. Let's see. Yeah, they got like a pear and apple, peach and honeysuckle, pomegranate and raspberry.
And the black cherry.
And let's see.
Calvin, bring me a crab slider. Oh my God, greedy.
I swear I saw a cherry one.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in, that black cherry. Oh.
Anything black cherry.
Thank you.
Let me see.
My Fat Girl Chronicles. Oh, they Calvin's right along with me. I don't feel so bad. You better eat that bread, though.
I'm not eating the bread. Not everybody's a good bread, too.
I know. She makes me so sick. Nana, we need that mustard. I need the mustard. Calvin, you still don't want to try the mustard?
Ew. Yeah.
It doesn't even taste like mustard because I don't like mustard.
What? Who doesn't like mustard?
I like mustard. I don't like that mustard.
You haven't even tried it.
I don't want to try it. It's called mustard.
What is it?
It's seafood mustard.
Mustard seafood sauce mustard.
And it's so good. It's very good.
What is it made out of?
I'm hoping mustard, but
mustard
I don't think so.
Mustard and seafood. Mustard and crab.
Oh, that tastes good. That, I just mixed the wine spritzer I just made.
Are those on Hawaiian rolls?
Yes, they are. No, I'll take that back. They're on brioche rolls, which is just as good as Hawaiian. Okay. With dill pickles. I love dill pickles.
They look delicious.
So when do you think that you're going to come back to Savannah so we can do a brown bag challenge?
September.
Oh, didn't you originally say June? Did you say June originally?
So their wedding was in June, and they rescheduled for September.
Okay, so the wedding's here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You should still come in the summertime.
So you don't think y'all will come down for the summer?
Take a vacation.
Maybe. I might be jobless forever. Who knows?
Take that back out of the atmosphere, please. Snatch it back. She won't be. Sweet Talk. What's your husband's name? Mike. Sweet Talk Mike. And coming before September. Sweet Talk.
We'll see what I can do.
Spreet talk and do a little spray.
My car might make it down again. I don't know. It made it here. So.
Put that spritzin' on him, girl. Spray, squirt, and spatter.
Robin Spritzer. Robin Spritzer.
Oh, my God.
I hope he's not listening. Sorry.
He's not paying us any attention, is he? Has Mike listened to a podcast yet?
I don't know. Probably not. He listens to, like, hundreds of different podcasts.
But not
one about wine.
You need to get him to listen to one about wine.
Does he drink wine?
I will.
So have you introduced him to all these wines?
Wait a minute, you gotta answer my question first. Does he drink wine?
Occasionally.
Oh, okay.
I'll have a glass.
I think you said he's a whiskey guy, right?
Yeah, he's okay.
But yeah, I've introduced him to one of the Aldi wines we had like a couple weeks ago. It was like a red one.
Uh-huh.
Was it Merlot? I don't know. It wasn't bad, though.
Did he enjoy it?
He drank it. think that's a good sign.
Yes, that's always a good sign when he drinks it. You know.
He's drinking.
You need to give Aldie a little bit, like the girl did on Love is Blind. Like Murray. You need to give Murray a little bit of it. What's the girl on off of Love is Blind?
Jessica,
when she gave her dog a little bit of
No.
Terrible.
Murray was like, here, I'll show you him. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Why am I still
just run around the whole
more.
Time? Because it's good. What? Wait, stop You're... it. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Just take it home.
What do you want?
So what's one of those crab things again?
Or the mushroom. I think I want the mushroom.
Take it home. Oh, Lord.
She woke the baby dog. Up.
You woke him up, Robin?
He's so clean.
Yeah, he's drooling.
He's drooling? How do you keep him so clean?
It's a house
doggy.
I bathed
him yesterday. He went to the park and he got all muddy.
Hi,
give
Murray.
Give him a bath every day?
No. Like, once a month, maybe?
That's her baby.
Is that how often you're supposed to clean a dog? That's
My dog ain't been washed in like 3 months.
It just depends. Twice a month?
When I had a little dog, I cleaned him like, you know, every week. Bigger dogs would take a little.
My dog, I'd be like, man, you quarantined too. Get in there.
But I guess you have to probably wipe their paws every day, right?
Do you wipe it?
Yeah, I wipe. I
come in, I'm getting used to towels and stuff, so we're wiping his feet and his undercarriage.
That's good.
Yeah, we went from relationships to
dogs.
I just put my dogs in the yard and let the sprinkler go. They fight with a sprinkler.
You got mutts. You got them old school dogs.
It's like, water. Ah.
And you like the dog that is in my mom's neighborhood that chases the cars? It's a little dog.
Oh, wow.
That's a sickening dog right here.
That's a ran over dog right
there. Somebody gonna run him over eventually.
The other day I was at my mom's house and the dog was chasing the car. I'm like, what is wrong with this crazy dog? And my sister was like, oh, this is street. So, you know. And it's a little dog, like one of them little foo-foo dogs that should be in the house. And she was like, no, this is street. He don't like any and everybody coming on his street. So he gonna chase cars he don't recognize.
That car gonna come That's to awesome. An abrupt stop.
He gonna hit the bumper.
And you gonna... and you gonna get laid out.
Yeah, that's what this dog do. He bark at cars he does not recognize.
So how old is Murray now?
He is going to be 18 weeks this week. How many months is that? I don't know.
He's a puppy forever.
Oh, my God. Wait. It's the 17th. He just had his 4-month birthday.
And he's a corgi, right?
Yes.
So you only have one. So most corgi owners I know have, like, several corgis, and that's annoying. So I'm glad you only have one.
For now.
I'm never doing a puppy ever again.
Next is a human baby, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
You shall name him Batman.
I don't want it.
Robin.
You mean never sleeping, always taking him out, always cleaning up poop? Oh, yeah, it's kind of the same.
I can't
just more
put a baby
attention.
In a crate for like 6 hours straight.
You can't, or you will go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And be on the cover of People.
She got 5 more years.
She got 5 more years.
5 years?
Yeah, 5 more years. Enjoy it.
I'm having kids, I'm 50.
Enjoy your freedom. You're only 31. So you're mid 30s.
45.
You'll be 32 in October.
Yeah. So,
enjoy your freedom.
Hopefully, you'll be able to come down pretty soon. We could do a brown bag challenge. But, you know, we'll call you.
Or, you could send the list to Mike, and Mike can go get him out to try 4 different wines.
We can do that. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
If I can come down, then we could do it that way.
Okay.
And I'll just... drink 4 wines by myself.
Well, Mike can help you. Right?
Do it. Put him on the phone.
Put him on the phone and you can do it as a couple. It's good to hear another man's voice besides Calvin.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Just puts the spritzing on him and it'll work.
She didn't hear your Your definition earlier, so she probably lost.
Oh.
Yeah, she did. She just repeated herself.
Do you understand what spritzing is? No?
Is that a trick question? I don't know.
Okay, did you hear the three adjectives of a spritzing? Did you hear it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, spraying, squirting, and spatting. You get it?
What was the middle one?
Spraying, squirting. Squirting,
oh, okay.
And spatting. So are we on the same page? Spritz, just go ahead and give them some spritzing. Are we clear?
Golden showers, Robin. Golden showers.
There you go.
You remember the wine? Jacob's Creek. Jacob's Creek. That's all. R. Kelly wine.
Ew. But yeah, the same concept.
No, that was from Kroger's.
Kroger.
Yeah. Do y'all have a Kroger's there? No.
We got Harris Teeter.
Okay.
And an Aldi.
That's all you have in your town in Belmont?
And a Walmart, but I'm not going there. No, I went there once, like right when the whole like stuff happened, and it was just.
What's wrong with it?
COVID Central.
Is it nasty?
Yeah. People are just. Well, there was someone that was arrested there who was like coughing on people.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Trash.
And they arrested them.
Trash.
Oh, yeah.
Terroristic.
That's where, like, the chick lives over in that area, too, so.
What a Charlotte you live in.
Right.
She lives in Belmont. She doesn't live in Charlotte. Living on the outskirts.
You need to come back.
There are some questionable folks here.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to offend anybody.
I did say I wanted to move.
To Charlotte.
I mean, our neighborhood is very white. Old and white.
It's a little different when it's old and white.
Is it?
There are a couple like younger families, but
still white.
Okay.
There's an Asian family on the corner.
And five.
I know.
Four.
I gotta go now, cuz.
Three. Two. Look.
It's not like Savannah.
No. Definitely different. And downtown is like small. Can't walk with it. Well,
yeah.
We do walk with the drinks, but you can't walk with your drinks.
Oh, it's not like Savannah, New Orleans, or Key West. Yeah.
That's a giant feature to have. To be able to walk around with your drinks.
Like, go away from that, too.
It is.
Even when I would go to Charleston to visit, we'd go to a bar. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. Let's try and walk out with my drinks and be like, you can't do that.
Like, you really have to break the law to do it. I have so many Starbucks cups. It's hard, man. Like, it's hard to vacation from a place like this.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But we miss you.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
Yeah. Our little bird.
All right. What are we doing next week? Oh, next
no,
week.
No, you're
not
doing anything next week because you're not going to be here.
Ocean blue.
You're going to see your grandbaby. So, we're going to do Shiraz. So, are you going to be available?
Shiraz.
We're going to call you back.
I didn't see a bird.
So, we're going to do some Shiraz. We actually got four, and they all came from Kroger's. So,
I already purchased them. Okay.
I have these already.
Yeah,
right?
We already have them. One of them is Jam Jar. I think we all.
That's a good brand.
All.
I might be able to find them at Harris Teeter.
Yeah. All four. Harris Teeter, I think, is actually a part of Kroger's. Isn't it a part of Kroger's? So.
Yeah, they're like all by them.
Yeah. So I know one of them. Okay. I will text you the brands that we got. But I know one of them is Jam Jar, which I think we all have had Jam Jar.
Yeah.
And the. Second ones, I know we got a 19 Crimes as well. I can't remember the other two.
You've had all of the 19 Crimes, like a
I've
whole
tried 19
thing.
Crimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one will be our next podcast, Jam Jars, 19 Crimes. I think the other one is Sideshow.
I've never tried that.
And I can't remember the other one. You remember the names, Calvin?
I'll know tomorrow.
Okay. Well, anyway, so Shiraz are our next ones. And maybe we'll do a cocktail out of that one as well, because I read somewhere that a lot of people mix red wine and Coke together and make a cocktail out of that. So,
wait, do you do what and what?
Red wine and Coke together. They mix them together and make a cocktail. I forgot what the name is, but they have it's a name for red wine and Coke.
Let's look it up real quick. What about red wine and like cheer wine?
It's probably good like that too. But cheer wine. Cheer wine is a North Carolina thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love cheer wine. Anyway.
But Coke is a Georgia thing. So.
Cheer wine is cherry soda, right?
Yeah. Cherry Coke, like cherry Coke. Yeah. So.
It's more cherry than like cola flavor, though.
Yeah.
I can't even remember that, but I found it.
You found it. What was it called?
Cali Macho.
So Cali Macho is a Coke and red wine mixed together.
Red wine and cola based soft drink.
Maybe we'll try that week after next. So, you know, what date is that then? Because next week is Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, so what's the week after that? So that's the 31st?
That'll be the...
May the 31st?
Yes, the 31st.
So next podcast is May the 31st.
Oh, we have a day off, Calvin.
Woohoo! I'm going to do nothing.
Well, he's probably going to be at... What'd you call it, Shanigua? Where he work at?
The museum.
Say it. Museum. Trying to fumble you up again.
How do you say it? The museum.
I say work.
How do you say
on
it?
The work.
Museum.
Museum.
Okay, but you don't say it like that.
Well, I'm on spritzers. I'm not on wine. Oh, I'm not drunk. Okay. Maybe that's.
She say it a different way. Museum. So we're gonna do Shiraz.
Museum. I don't know.
Next podcast, which will be May 31st. So if y'all want to drink with us, I know two of the wines that we're actually going to try are Jam Jar and the other one is 19 Crimes. So that would be fun if y'all like actually drink the wine with us as we talk about it. And maybe you'll see some of the key factors in the wine that we see as well.
You know what I was thinking too? I don't know if it's possible, Calvin, tell me. So if people want to actually join in.
Like live
and do a Zoom and. Sit in with us and have like a round table and drink and stuff. Is that possible?
Very possible.
Yes. We make this
we're kind of doing that right now.
Yeah, we're doing it with Robin right now.
Yeah.
We can add a ton of other people.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So we can get that in the works in the making.
Yeah. So if y'all want to join us, hit us up at Two Chicks Whining. That's TWO, chickswhining @gmail.com. Or either. Hit us up on Instagram or Facebook. What's that going on with the YouTube, Calvin?
Since we got a week off, I should be able to put all the shows up.
So we pray, hopefully by the 31st, we'll have our YouTube up. So maybe we'll go live on YouTube as well.
Yeah,
that would be a good thing to do.
And if you want to be a part of
the podcast, and like if you want to ask us questions while we're actually recording live, any of us, the four of us, feel free to do it as well. But like I said, hit us up on Gmail, DM us on Instagram. That's TWO Chicks Whining. Let us know what you think of the show, what wine we have in showcase that y'all would love for us to try. Just let us know.
So here's the thing. When it comes to Zoom, you got to let us know prior to.
If you want to be involved.
Prior to the show, so yes. We can get it set up.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll work out all the logistics with.
Because we'll have a week off to get everything together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're having a holiday.
Yeah. So let us know. Please let us know. And, you know, on the next one, we'll have all four of us. So it'll be myself, Shaniqua, Robin, and Calvin. And any questions, like anything that's laying on your mind that's personal or just anything, you know, because we're always talking about ourselves. Let's talk about you and what you're going through. And, you know, I think we give good advice to each other.
Yeah. Life experience.
Life experience.
Good advice. Hard time right now, too.
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say? What'd you say, Clara? What'd you say?
I said it's such a hard time right now, too.
Yeah. How are you dealing with corona mentally? What's going on in your life? Is your state open back up? Just, like, you know, what up?
Ask us how we are coping with everything. It's a family affair. It's all about love.
It is. It's all about love. So, you know.
Calvin?
Woohoo!
Ready?
Well, I gotta edit. I gotta log Robin out first, then I gotta add the music.
Okay. Bye, Robin. We miss you.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Robin.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Bye. All right. So
we
out of here.
We are
two chicks whining.